You're listening to the Sleep Time Storyteller. I'm Julie Kelly, and it's my privilege to take you this evening on a journey of deep relaxation. First, take a few minutes to get into a comfy position and let the mattress you're lying on take all of your weight. Breathe gently and naturally, and as you exhale, just allow yourself to sink deeper into relaxation. Sink deeper each time you breathe out and feel yourself being enveloped by that comfy mattress and the blankets or the duvet that wrap you in deep, undisturbed slumber. I'm going to take you on a journey into the light of the Ganga. This, known to some of you as the River Ganges, in the holiest part of the world, India. And as you walk along the banks of the Blessed Mother Ganga, you can feel the sand between your toes. You can hear the rippling laps of the water as it comes in on the banks and as it moves out. You sit yourself down on some of the steps and you can smell incense from every direction. The air is filled with a whole range of sounds and sights and tastes that assault every single sense of your body, but yet you feel totally relaxed and totally at peace. In the distance you can see a lady selling what looks like baskets with flowers, so you get up to take a look. As you move closer towards her, you can see the colours and the garlands surrounding her. Tonight is the aarti. The aarti happens in the evening as night falls, and it's a celebration of our loved ones, those that we've lost and those that are still living. It's a time to light candles and send baskets with pungent flowers, flickering candles and messages out onto the Mother Ganga. And tonight, that's just what you're going to do, because tonight is where you find peace, stillness and total relaxation. As you stand looking out onto the water, you can see the light from the big, beautiful full moon as she splashes down onto the ripples of the Blessed Mother Ganga. The water looks like it's lit from below. Every single ripple is illuminated with a splash of silver and gold. And in the distance, you can smell chai, spiced tea being brewed by a cellar. Everything is beautiful and vibrant, yet calm and so incredibly peaceful. And as you sit feeling the breeze rustle through your hair, you get a sense of spirit. A sense of something you've never felt in your whole life. Real, true inner peace. And now it's time to collect your basket. So as you stand, you feel the warm evening breeze rustle through your clothes as the linen touches your legs. You take the basket in both hands and immediately you can smell the jasmine and the rose and the lavender. You can smell the incense and feel the warmth of the candle as it flickers in your basket. What are your thoughts for tonight and your desires? Who do you want to send out healing to? Love and compassion. Tonight is all about healing. When we relax, that's when we heal. And so now you take your basket down to the Ganga. And as you place your basket on the water, just as it laps in, you send out your thoughts and your message as the wave carries it out on its journey. Down, 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 down and away from you, right down across the expansion of water. And just as your basket is carried away, you can hear the prayers coming from the temple at one side of the Ganga. And then you can hear them coming from the other side, as if it's one big spiritual conversation of prayer. It's so peaceful and incredibly spiritual. You stand for a while in disbelief. Never in your life have you felt so peaceful and relaxed. And as you stand watching your candle float along the Ganga until it's out of sight, you notice that it's surrounded by 1,000 others that people have placed onto the Ganga, also with their thoughts, their love, their dreams and desires. Everyone waiting for Mother Ganga to grant things that they've asked. Night is starting to fall now, and the warm evening breeze is cooling down, yet it's still warm. So you turn to make your way across the path from which you came, and you feel the sand once again between your toes. As you walk away from the Ganga, turning once to look to see if your candle really has disappeared. Now it's disappeared with all the other baskets, flowers and candles, and the Ganga is a whole array of light in every direction, of flickering candles as the baskets move down and across. So you walk away, back up the path from which you came, exhausted and ready for sleep. And as you walk forward and up, you notice a small cabin. It's not tidy, but it looks like it's been made of old pieces of wood. Everything's quiet there. There's no sign of anyone, and you feel totally safe. In fact, as you walk towards the cabin, a big grey cow with a bell around her neck walks past, as if giving reverence to the Mother Ganga and offering protection to you. The cow lays down in front of the cabin. And so you sit with her for a while, stroke her, and let her nuzzle her head into you. And as she does that, you glance from the corner of your eye and you see the cabin is filled with comfortable, big padded cushions. You have no idea how they got there, but you're so tired, so you go in and lay down. And before you know it, you've drifted away into the deepest, most relaxed and undisturbed slumber. And there you will remain for the rest of the evening, protected by the Holy Mother Ganga and her light. Namaste.